What did Lossi Slain Hudi Mo Smei Erba Shabbos Liknos Loi? The Bavat Shalom Yermel Kaneba Shabbos. The person could give money to the non Jew before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah will add the case was the case of Ksitza, which means the Goy is being contracting to do the job. And he'll be paid for that. So he's doing a da'at de rabshei to get his money, not to service the Jew. That's not his kavanah. So he's not acting as a shliach of the Jew on Shabbos to do it. I mean, you're arranging with him before Shabbos. You don't have the mirror on Shabbos. So the mirror isn't on Shabbos, and on Shabbos he's not acting as the shliach of the Jew. But even in the case of ksitza, he tells him simply do it on Shabbos. That's also. The guy can act as the agent to sell, but again, it has to be that he's being hired. He's not a worker of the Jew, but he's a contractor to take the items and sell them, and he gets a certain ksitza for doing that. Person hired a non-Jew to transport the Jew's merchandise. So he's not allowed to take it out of the Jew's house on Shabbos, because that looks like the Jew is telling him to do it on Shabbos. The anhaga of the Rishonim was. So, if a person would do this, they would give him a kanas. So this kanas is not midin of the Gemara. The Gemara is that it's also. But apparently it was problematic enough that the Rishonim felt the need to create a kanas to act as a deterrent for people to stop doing this. Okay. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Yudalid. Erev Shabbos like this loy, but davka b'shekotz loy schar of vorzet. The oz ois hadat to the nafshei. The b'halchi yosir kim avur b'sim reish mehmei sefer hey avayim ber locha. So this is only mutter if it's a ksitza, because then when he's doing it, he's not doing it because he's working for the Jew as the Jew's worker, but rather he's doing it. He was a contractor. Mm-hmm. He undertook to do the job. Mm-hmm. It's now his job. And he's getting paid by the Jew, so there has to be that he undertook the job, and they made up an amount of money he's going to get paid. So therefore, he's doing a das his payment, and that's it. Then he says, "Ein bir locha." The bir locha says that mutar losa loy nihuri bilvad. Ein mishabur sevkatan yudala the dafka kashakatos loy schar vorzet. Now, so. There was enough time when the Jew gave this item to the Goy. It really could have the Goy had enough time to sell, buy whatever he was supposed to do before Shabbos. And mutar filo beloy kotzas k'mashu mutar b'geres liyos reish mem zayin yochal agil abayis asamach lachar mebayyam afshu lachar lachar kach b'Shabbos. So that's what the Gross says. You have to understand what he's saying. So it's in a case where there's enough time to do it before Shabbos, so you don't need ksitza. You still need he should be a contractor. Because if he's working as a schir yom of the Jew, so even though he could have done it before Shabbos, when he's doing it on Shabbos, he's acting as the representative of the Jew to do it. He's a shliach of the Jew. And we say, we're mirabbanan, we look at as if the shliach is doing it for the Jew, and it's also for the Jew to do that on Shabbos.
What does ketitza mean here?
Ketitza means two parts to it. So there's the idea that he's a contractor, he's undertaking, he's a kaplan, A, and B, he has to arrange with him a certain amount of money to pay. They have to work out his payment, what the cost, what he's going to pay. So therefore the goy has a clear amount in his mind what he's receiving, and he's thinking about the payment. So then, since he's a kabbalah, and there's a set amount what he's going to get paid, so he's doing a da'at de nafshe. But if he doesn't know how much he's going to get paid, so he's doing it because the Jew wants him to do it, and you know, he might be happy with the money, he might not happy with the money, but he's thinking about the Jew. Mm. So he's saying, that kenach, that you need kotzatz, in a case where he's a kabbalah, But if there's enough time to do it before Shabbos, so then already since he's not a Sechir Yarmus, he's not really a Shteich of the Jew. All the problem is he's doing all Das the Jew. Well, that problem doesn't exist because he could have done it before Shabbos. It was his choice to do it on Shabbos. So then the Jew is not responsible for what the Goy did. Okay. But he can't tell him to Kanei b'Shabbos. V'im Yarmus Shuk Shom b'Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah back in Tetzvav. But if in that place where they are, the only time that these items that he wants them to purchase are available is on the Yom HaShuk. And the Yom HaShuk is on Shabbos. Okay? Which is common in the smaller cities. So that's the equivalent of saying he's telling them to do it on Shabbos. Bank Shemavak Shalikdus Avuroi. Whether the goy is acting as a purchaser or the goy is acting as a seller. Even if he gave it to the goy on Sunday at the beginning of the week, but the maisa, it's clear that the intent was to do it on Shabbos because there's no other day to do it.
We're assuming that that's the way he's going to sell. He's
going to Israel.
We're assuming he's going to sell it only in the formal market, as opposed to just trying to find.
Well, as he's saying, the case where that was the only day really where the people were buying and selling.
Yeah.
Now, if it's potentially possible, even if it's not easy, so that's enough to take out the Isser and say he could do it during the week. Okay.
What?
In Europe, historically, especially in this, what happened was that the goyim would come. Then they lived out in farms, etc. Once a week, they would gather together in the city, mm-hmm. and people would buy and sell. They'd bring things to sell. People would buy, etc. The rest of the week, there wasn't really any major selling going on.
Yeah.
Right. So if in that city the Yom HaShuk was on Shabbos, and the Jew has an item that he wants to sell to the goyim. Right? The guy only comes to buy it on Shabbos. Right. So even though he gave it to him beginning of the week, gave it to him on Yom Rishon.
It's tantamount to telling him.
Right? He's basically telling him to sell it on Shabbos.
Yes.
But if it's possible to do it earlier in the week, even though it's not easy, but if it's possible, that's good enough. Okay.
Thank you.
B'chein, im Amar Lahi Yisrael. I never mentioned a word about Shabbos. This is said, I'm leaving Motzi Shabbos, and you better come back to me to get with it sold, and I'll pay you then. But I'm leaving like right away after Shabbos is over. So he's basically telling him, sell it on Shabbos.
That's if he gave it to him Erev Shabbos.
Right, going back to the first case. Yeah. Right. So he gave it to him Erev Shabbos, and I mean, so the similar way the Moshe Poskim say, if I give my car to the mechanic, so mechanic is a Koblin, and there's whatever the prices are, so there's no problem inside that. But even a Koblin, I can't tell him if I should do it on Shabbos. So I didn't know if I should, I need my car for work. I get home every Shabbos, right, an hour before Shabbos. I drop it off the mechanic before Shabbos. I said, listen, I'm about to Saturday night, I'm leaving right after Shabbos. Have it ready for me. I didn't say a word about Shabbos, but I clearly made him do it on Shabbos because there's no other time for him to do it. So that would be this answer. Even though so this hatter is that he didn't mention about Shabbos, but the Jew can't benefit what the goy accomplished for him on Shabbos. Like upon him also b'shul Yisrael. The Av Shemari Shabbazesh Shekotzes Lo Yischa, even though it was a case of Ksitza, K'del B'sef Yikot Nudalot, Lo Mahani. So the Taz says we're going to deal with it with two realities. We're saying, let's understand the din of Ksitza. Like we're saying that when the goy does something on Shabbos for the Jew, it's also for the Jew to benefit from it. And only that, the Jew can't have the goy do it for him. Because when the goy is acting for the Jew, it's also because he's acting as a Jewish liach, mir rabbanan. No. The goy's not doing it for the Jew. He's doing it because he's getting paid. And he's thinking about his money. So that's enough to matter. This issur rabbanan or shlichus is enough to matter that. So the Tosfos, it's fine. But the Chazal Asher, the Jew, so the henna from Melech HaZaka, when the guy does it for the Jew, it's very nice. He's doing it for his money. He's doing it for his money because he's doing for his money what the Jew asked him to do. So the Gabi Isra Vemir La'akum, we're going to say it's called, he's doing it for himself and therefore it's mutter. But the Gabi Isra Nehenna, we're still going to judge it in because in reality, every Skriyoim, it's like, why is he working? Because he wants to get paid. But that's true. But now that he wants to get paid, he's doing for me what I asked him to do. So this is not better than that. That's what Taz says. So Taz says we're gonna judge it like the Gabi the Isomir La'akum, we're gonna say it's not called a Daita de Yisrael. Gabi Yisrael in the head, it is called Daita de Yisrael. They said that you don't split the two. As much as we're being matarit, we're saying that it's not called doing for the Jew. So then the Jew could benefit from it.
We're talking about a case where we know that the goy did it on Shabbos, and the Jew get
he gave the goy money. He says, "I want you to buy. I need the two bushels of apples. They're only selling apples on Shabbos. They're coming in on Shabbos with their apple orchards, and they're selling apples. Buy me two bushels of apples." So he buys two bushels of apples. So the Jew wants to eat an apple on Shabbos. So according to Taz, he can't. According to the Rabbi, he could.
For one, I thought it wasn't permissible in the first place to set it up so that he would be for sure doing it on Shabbos.
Again, I'm saying, whatever the case was over here, where he's, it was potentially available, but then it wasn't. It was that he's giving to Erev Shabbos Liknoi Sloy, and he's not saying Beferish Kneves Shabbos, but that's how it played out. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So the heter is because he's a kabbalin and his ksitza is at the tzad. So, but that's very nice. But the mice end of the day, he's really doing it because of the Jew. But they're makel. Now, fine.
Who's makel?
The Eli Rabbi and the Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos. Because the Sefer Chasidim, al yada adam beir sheyam mashuk hu b'Shabbos ki he efshe shlo yehta b'mashuk eno b'shkunasoy shori. If the shuk is there, it's almost impossible you're not going to end up doing something improper. Mm-hmm. There's too many things going on with that. But if it's not near where you are, so you can just basically make up your mind to stay away, and then that's acceptable. Okay. Then the Ramah came along and said that a person hired an Eni Yehudi to be Ma'alach Scharasa. Va'af the Katz's Loy Scharav were Zep. So he hired him for the job. He's set up the what he's paying him. So he's caught. He did not tell him to do it on Shabbos specifically. The guy is doing it on his own, taking it on Shabbos from the Jew, from the Jew's warehouse or the Jew's house. It looks, but since he come and take it from the Jew's home on Shabbos, it looks like the Jews tell him to do it on Shabbos, because Chazal answered it. Because the Marasayin is, they answered it because of the Marasayin. Okay. When you name a Shaskar, he shall Yisrael. Now we said over there, Rishon Beis, it's the goy's item, which the goy purchased before Shabbos. Even if the goy purchases an item from the Jew, and he comes and picks up on Shabbos, even that's also because it looks like he's sold it on Shabbos, because they just see the goy walking out with the item on Shabbos. And that we said that on that iser, if he bought it before Shabbos, and he was miyachad and mokum in the house before Shabbos, that's good enough, because the goy is taking it from his mokum. Right, they didn't ask for that. But over here, that's not the case. The case over here is the Jews' merchandise, which the goy is taking the Jews' merchandise on Shabbos to go sell. So I don't care that you're miyachad or mokum, it doesn't help me for that. That's what he's pointing out. So you can't take the basis of a Shabbos, and the goy took it. I will mean the kocha, cut him Shabbos. Abisha maflik b'Shabbos chusitzchum mishori. Once the goy has it, what the guy does with it on Shabbos, even though he's not just selling, but he's also going beyond the tchum, etc., doesn't bother us. Shari kim shekotzel loyskar, but that did not shake obed, commission is barb assimilation base. They used to give a kanas, the misha oisakein. What was the kanas? If he usher a moment, if a person was could afford it, we would give him a knas of money. But Malkus, email him moment. If he had no money, they would give Malkus. There's a footnote over here that says, now I'm not sure that note is true, or that was just because of the censors. It's always a question.
That's interesting.
In 12, it's never Shemutter, and on Shemutter, and then we'll never show you see.
Wait a minute, did they give Malchus Mardus in Europe?
Malchus Mardus, Medina the Gemara, you know, in case of Yisrael the Rabban, they did not give. They don't have authority to do that. But the Bezdin did have authority to give corporal punishment. The Bezdin of the city, as they saw fit, they had the ability to give corporal punishment. Okay. Sifhei is the source of a lot of halachic kulas. Darvashenim halacha. And this is something which is an Issa D'Rabbana. Mutal Yisrael L'Ermelein Yehudi La'Soysa B'Shabbos. So now he's asking a goy to do that. So that's what's called a shuz. The shuz. Amir La'akum is an Issa D'Rabbana. So the Jew is having an Issa D'Rabbana do an Issa D'Rabbana. He's having the goy do a Malacha D'Rabbana, an Issa D'Rabbana. So that's mutter, but v'ushi yeshom mixes chayli. It's mutter l'tzarech of a chayla. A yet tzarech l'davar tzarech harbe, or there's going to be a significant hefsid of a b'nei mitzvah or because of a mitzvah. The definition of hefsid, the person can say, is measured according to the person. So, for example, I had a halachah l'maaseh case. Person left his lights on Shabbos in his car, and his battery was such that by the time the Shabbos would be over, his battery would be so dead he'd have to replace the battery. So turning off lights is a derbonim, because the kibbeh is only malacha d'oraisa if you're making pechamim. There's no pechamim involved in turning off lights in a car. So the malacha is a derbonim. So he asked a goy to turn off that. The question is, it hefsed, the cost of battery, $70-$80. So this was in my good old days in Curlo, when the Curlo paycheck was $60 a week.
That was a lot.
That was the paycheck. And rent was $240 a month. So $70 was a lot of money. Right? Nowadays, I wouldn't necessarily agree that it's called a hefsed gadol for $70 per person, or whatever, $100 for battery. Depends who it is. The guy's name is Reichman. I would not say that it's a hefsed gadol. Right? Or whoever they say nowadays, Bill Gates, whatever, I don't know. Okay. Or mitzvah. Ketzet, for example. Ermel Yisrael, any Yehudi, the Jew can say to any Yehudi, B'Shabbos, Lalois, B'Ilon, L'Habi, Sharfer, L'Iskar, B'Tkiyas, Mitzvah. So he needs to blow Tkiyas Mitzvah. Now, the example really should be Yom Tov over here, not Shabbos, because Shabbos, you don't blow the Sharfer. Right? But he wants to ask the goy to climb the tree. The sharp already is there. It's stuck on the tree. Climbing a tree is an Issur Rabbanan. So the Jew is asking the goy to do an Issur Rabbanan to get the shayfer. So that is mutter. So tzarech harbe includes in it, half the God also includes it if a person has significant discomfort. So the person is a mitzdayer. We'll have to define what that means. How mitzvah is mitzvah. So he wants to bring water through a chatzah shein merevis. So that is drabanan. Okay, now, b'yesh oisrim. So people forget that there's a second shita. Now the Shulchan Aruch presents this in the form of, he says the first shita is tam, the second shita is a yesh oisrim. And then that situation we pass on to the shita of stam. The Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions, both as Yesh Arbim. Some say this, some say that. Then we have a call we pass on like Basra. But if they present the first Shita as Stam and the second Shita as a Yesh, this is the Lacha. And some say the other ones. So then we pass on like the Stam. So the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the first Shita, but there's two Shitas over there in Tosis and Gittin the Avches. And one Shita holds it, it's Aser. The case of the Gemara, we're talking about the case of Mila, And the more it is saying that you can ask a guy to do the rabbanon for the purpose of mila, so Tosis is one sheet to say that's only because since mila itself is a mitzvah which has the power to be doicha Shabbos on the raisa level, so when it comes to the rabbanons which are preventing the mila, so Chazal we're not there to shoes to shoes to facilitate the mila, which a mila is something which is and has a right to demand Shabbos should not share it. Whereas other mitzvahs or other needs are not going to be mutter according to that sheet and tesis. Okay, come on, Shimon Tovkov Peivov, Pasuk Lahatir, there by Shofar, the Shulchan Aruch does not even bring two sheetahs, he just brings the sheetah of Hatir and that's it. So Rambam is pointing out that even though over here it sounds like he's bringing a second sheetah, very clearly over there he passed in the Lakula. And finally, the simanish ayin vav said base the yesh mekilim afilah malacha deraisa ayin shalom asif gimel. So now this is talking about doing a malacha derabana. What about asking a guy to do malacha deraisa l'tzarich mitzvah?
Well, there's always a way to, almost always going to be a way to do it in a derabanan fashion.
We'll get to that in a second. Right. So there he was matter even that legabi halakas neiris. He brought a sheet that says in case they want to light neiris in the basic nesses to be able to daven. Towards the end of Shabbos, it got dark. The Neiris didn't last. So they want to light Neiris, etc. So he said, there's a sheetah which says that's mutter. So there is a sheetah which goes that far. To be mutter, Amir Lakam on Hadlakas Neiris, which is the Raisa. If you tell the goy to do it with a shinoi, right? So it's Batsam of Malach of the Raisa. The only derbana element of it is the fact that it's done with a shinui. So you're asking a guy to do it with a shinui, so that's a shus to shus. Is that mutter enough to make it so there's Mishnah Berura later on in Hichos Rosh Hashanah says that that's not.
No, okay.
That's not, when we say derbana, we mean it's a batsim of the derbana. Whereas over here, yeah, okay. Fine. So the Mishnah Berura, your test. Ela Mishum Shus. Well, the Rashi Sermi the Torah also Yedei and Yehudi. I feel the Dvar Mitzvah and Mir Laakam on the Derais is not Mutter even the Tzarech Mitzvah. The Gemara Mitzvah in Shin Lamed Al Sevav. So the case of that actually was Gabi Mila, and the child and the Mila knife were not in the same place. The child was to carry either the child or the mila knife through a derech which is a rabim deraisa. We said, "I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can't have a goy do that."
But we have a machlokas as to what today as to what's a rishis a rabim.
Right, I understand. I'm saying, but yeah. The point is over there in a case where it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
You see that here, even for mila, we're not matam mir laakum.
Yeah.
And the deraisa. I can also learn that Yehudi lahadlik ner k'day lomad lispal. Therefore, the psak which he's saying over here is you can't ask the goy to light a ner for you. That which we said before, Reish Ayin Vav. That he brought this kula. So it's the Ramah in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis. Yes, Sherman, the Mutter Lerma Len Yehudi Lahadak Lo Nair, but the Suda Shabbos, Vishon the Sirle, the Mutter Mirla Len Yehudi, Afil of Malacha Gemur, Mimaka Mitzvah, the Sheet of the Ram. Shabbi Zeh, Noga Ram Lahaka, Vadabra the Sabbath, Len Yehudi Lahadak Nair is the Tzara Chasuda, by Chas Vamila, Vein Moicha Beyoda. Yes, the Hachmer, Bimakam Shein Tzara Gorul, Rabbi Hazim Chokam Asurazu. So we don't like being Samach on the Sheetah, unless it's a Malkam Tzara Gadol.
A Mila or what? A Chasana?
Yeah.
A Suda.
But then he brings over here in the Mishnah Berura and Chafei, we spoke about that then, but if it's a case where you're going to save people from Michshol, let's say the Erev broke, you want to ask the Goy to fix the Erev, That would require a malacha deraisa involved to fix theirs. So you're asking God to do malacha deraisa, it's a mere lakam of deraisa. So the Chorah, that shouldn't be mutter. But if you don't fix the Erev, many people will mistakenly be carrying on Shabbos, even though there's no Erev. Because there's no Erev. So he says he was matter, and the Chayyadim actually brings that. This is the same Chayyadim over here, which is says over here the Chumrah. This quote over here, the Mishnah Berurah from the Chayyadim. Chayyadim says, the Gabi that, since it's a question of saving the Rabbah from a Mikshol, we will tell the Goy to do a Malacha Deraisa if necessary for that purpose. I actually had this Halacha L'maisa once in Tells. My Rebbe, there was something happened to the Erev. And my Rebbe Paskin, you get to ask the Goy to fix it, even though it was involving a deraisa, in order to be to save everybody from mikshel, they shouldn't carry on Shabbos. Okay.
Even though that might be a rabbanan.
Even though it's a rabbanan, obviously, behold, if it's an eruv, it's a
rabbanan. Right, it's got to be.
Right. Fine. So this has to shoes is only if there is a valid halachic required need, which is either to be mixed as chayli. The kibbutz of Yisra ain't no element rabbanan. V'samir le'ni Yehudi who gam came in rabbanan. V'abishus to shoes lagozu b'fanim elu. So Chazal did not ask for these rabbanan. Now there's a question which the Chorinim deal with. Is of course they didn't. It's gzera l'gzera. They never remember any gzera l'gzera. Like what's this big chiddush of shoes to shoes is mutter. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is mutter. It's gzera l'gzera. That's what they ask. So they say that's a mistake.
So where is that asked?
There's a sugya in Shabbos in the first parak, mm-hmm. where the Mora talks about the Bible Rabbah, whether these type of cases, mm-hmm. and whether there is gzera l'gzera involved or not. Mm-hmm. So there, the Chorinim over there, Sosem, I think, whatever, somewhere over there, he discusses why do you say. Every shoes to shoes, like what's this whole big discussion? Of course, it's mutter, even out chayli etc. It's gzera l'gzera. See that's incorrect. Gzera, the din of the Chazal don't make a gzera l'gzera is a person made. Chazal came along and they saw a concern, and because they saw a concern, they made a gzera. Then they realized, you know what? That this gzera that they made, you know, is. It needs to be protected itself. So they made a gzeira, l'gzeira. So that Chazal don't do. They don't make gzeiras to be maimed gzeiras. Over here, there was two independent chashashas that Chazal were worried about. Chazal were worried about Mir Lakim. Chazal were worried about that people are going to, by telling the goy to do work, eventually they're going to do work themselves. That's gzeira Chazal asked. Chazal also asked carrying on a karmel, so you might come to carry Shazarab. The two gzeiras are not, one is not there to strengthen the other. The two independent gzeiras. So both of them are valid gzeiras. When they come together, they're both asur still. Right? Elamai what? Chazal came along and said, but we're willing to be matarit, b'makam a certain amount of need. That's a different cheshbon totally. It's nothing to do with gzeira l'gzeira. Okay. Mixes charli. Now, so we said there's mixes charli. So why mixes charli? With kula charli, it's for sure mutter. So no, the ilu b'chali mamish. A kala kala guva sheish but sekhanas aver filo yisrael oisus shus lechadeya because she calls them simin shin chavchesim zayin. There's one tita which matter a Jew to do the rabbanon. If I'm not a goy, even the Jew can do it. And there's another tita where it says that you can ask a goy to do a malacha deraisa for a bona fide kala. So a kala which has sekhana a Jew does a malacha deraisa. Chayla, which is no sakana, but it's a real chayla, you can ask the goy to malach of the rices. And you can ask, a Jew can do a malach of the rabbana, according to one shita. Right? So we're not matter Jew doing malach of the rabbana except by sakana zaver. Stam a chayla called gufa, which you can't do a malach of the rabbana, but a goy, you can ask the goy to do malach of the rices.
So a malach of the rabbana, as opposed to something that's a gzeira, for example, taking medicine is just that's not called a malach of the rabbana. It's not really malacha per se. It's a.
I'm not using that language that precisely. You know that would be included. So the there's no mishkam because I did not ask her specifically taking medication. That's specific cool on that point per se.
I see.
Fine, but over here it's a mixes chayli. So then it's mutter shoes to shoes, but that. So, I mean, you can't start using your logics, you know, this is what's over here, that's what's over there, etc. Why? I'll prove it to you. The Gabi Mila, Latir Shuus Tamir Lena Yehudi, Mimaka Malacha Deraisa, Kashakosu Shimla Manalav Sivvav. Okay, by Spirit Israel, Mutter, Kashakosu Shimla Shivvav Sifir Alav. We said that to have a goy do the purchase, even if it's going to require writing, which is the Raisa, you can have the goy write for you on Shabbos. For the mitzvah of buying a bias in Eretz Yisrael. For Mila, a goy can't do a malacha d'oraisa for you. Even though we could have argued of anything, it's a kal v'chomer. If Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos, a Jew can't. Buying a house in Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful mitzvah, but it's not Deicha Shabbos for a Jew. Mila is Deicha Shabbos for a Jew. So if you're Matar, Amir La'akum, to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, to facilitate a mila. We don't say that. So you see that Chazal, you know, had their chishbonos what they did, and don't try to make comparisons. Fine. Right. Which is, it is interesting. Sarah Harvey. The definition of Sarkarbe means a hefsid gadol. Even this b'klal, the sheet, he's not convinced that he's mutter, and he only is mutter in case of tzar haguf. The Shar Tzion points out. Eli Rabba says that this din of Sarkarbe was a case where there was a physical pain involved, that's their matter. But in a case where it's a question of financial loss, even though it's a large financial loss, El Yerabah says, I'm not convinced that the Shrus is mutter. The Maisa Minig is like the Mug of Rum, that it's mutter. Rabbi Simon, you test the Yinskara, and he said, it's Ayadeg Shaman. And we'll touch on the case later on where that was the case. Yeshai Shrim, Chav Gibbol. The Sirlahu, the Dafka Mila, Shari Hagamor Shus to Shus, Kan Lahavi Der Chot, Shen Murebe, Sayismil, Irene Yehudin, Lomaboy, Shun the Yatta Dacha Shabbos. Toysis in that Shita says, Mila itself is Dacha Shabbos, they were matter, Mir Lakum, and the Rabbanan, to facilitate Mila. I will like the Sarkman Sacher, Sam Labusha, Yabba, the Halacha, Kader Rishana. So they pass in like their Rishana. As the Ramah himself already pointed out, the Shulchan Aruch really, you see by Shari for the Shulchan Aruch. Over here he brings two shitas, but over there in Hechel Shafer he just says mutter. So clearly he's being mutter. Then he says the Yesh Mekilim Lacha Deraisa Chavtalit Ayin Yehudi Memalka Mitzvah Miyakarkas Ramal Liel the Yesh Lahakram Bezay. You should not be machmer Bekein Iker. That's the Iker Psak. Not like that shita. Ki Yudei Zoy Hirak Yudas Achidah. That opinion over there is the opinion of the Zeruah, and everyone else disagrees. Rav Rosh Rambam. And many Rishonim argue on that. So to be makel like one sheet against all other, that's not logical. So according to that sheet, your matter any mitzvah emir lakam and lachad raisa for mila also. So maybe for mila we should be makel. Now your Rabbi Shom. Without the mother Kamala and the Mir Lani Hudi Shus who are feeling Marmal and Hudi Shemer Lani Hudi Lachalasis Loy Malacha B'Shabbos. So now, what about asking a goy to ask a goy? So Lachara, asking a goy is the Rabbanan. You're asking a goy to do what asking a goy is. You're asking a goy to do Shus to Shus, right? You're asking goy A to do, you want goy A, you want Bob to do Malacha the Rice, right? Then you have no food for Shabbos, you're asking the goy to cook for you, right? So the fire was made by the Jew before Shabbos. The only problem of Bishalakum for Ashkenazim, and the Bob's going to cook, but you can't ask Bob. That's the Malach of the Raisa. So you ask John to ask Bob. So there's an issue to ask a goy. That's the Rabbanan. You're asking a goy to do the Rabbanan for you. That's right. So it's Shus to Shus. No, it's not called Shus to Shus. Okay.
I'm sorry. You're asking one goy to ask another goy.
Yeah. So asking goy is the Rabbanan.
Right.
So I'm asking a goy to do a Rabbanan. I'm asking the second goy to do a Rabbanan, to ask a goy.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not called to the Rabbanan. It's not called a shus to shus. That's all part of the Esamir Lakum. Okay. Chavis Yor, Besim, and Nagimel, and Sadal Hakel Bezeh, Koshke Medar, Beshein, Alam, Mishum, Shus. Obviously, if the whole thing was a drabbanon, now, so the case where they make, well, let's say you're asking a goy to take an express item somewhere, if they get it somewhere. A person has to get their, if they don't get in their passport, you know, they cannot be able to leave the country, whatever it is. And they just realize that there's a problem and they have to ask the goy to deliver it on Shabbos. So you're asking the goy to drive on Shabbos to deliver the item. But I'm not asking the goy, I'm going to the desk and asking goy X by the desk to ask goy Y, who's the driver. So it's a mira la mira. So the Mishabura says, and welcome, have to go, you're going to be starting on the Mekilim. Okay. So there's a few different points over here in the Moshe of Dirshah, which they point out, you know, halacha l'maisa, some of these things, this is a very negative sif. So I want to look at some of the points. We'll leave that for tomorrow, though.